this is the band Black Market Baby, and they were sort of an odd. I mean, I like this. The scene was really unique then because there were all sorts of different kinds of bands, and I think the punk rock aesthetic was, you know, whatever you do is what you do, and it's cool, you know. And this band was more of a rock band. I think they had more in common with like the Clash or a band like that than maybe a hardcore punk band, but they had great melodic, again, you know, sing-along choruses and just great guitar hooks. And they were sort of outliers in other ways too. They were more into being what a conventional rock band, what people would go into a band for, particularly young men, I guess, you know, like for girls and beer and fun and all that stuff. They were, which other bands in the scene weren't really wasn't their aesthetic, but this, they were like a kind of a more classic rock band, and they weren't straight edge by any means like a lot of the other bands in DC. They liked to party and whatnot, so they were just always a really fun band to see. The singer there, the guy you can barely see his mic, he's just kind of being sucked into the crowd. And that was the great thing, one of the great things about the DC scene for me is, you know, coming out of you know, classic rock and seeing bands at the Capitol Center, which was a big arena here in DC and stuff like that. It was just very much, you know, watching these, you know, like someone I think says in the movie, they were like, you know, these gods, you know, and like you just, you watch them and you weren't really part of it. But the thing about punk rock shows is, you were part of it. You could get on the stage and you could sing into the mic with the performer, and the performer would end up falling into the audience. And it was really a communal experience, which was very different experience from rock shows that I went to prior to discovering punk rock.